Every Tuesday we highlight many of the not-for-profit organizations in the city and ones that are, in my view, really significant difference makers in what's actually happening. We often wonder why things are the way they are and what is actually influencing it. And a lot of times the not-for-profit community doesn't get its due. And so I've really enjoyed spending time with folks on Tuesday. And today's going to be no different because I'm a big believer in Youth Force. NOLA, Kate Swinburne joins us, co-founder, president, and CEO. And recently named as Woman of the Year by the New Orleans City Business. Congratulations to you, Kate, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. I'm excited to be back with you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I think this is, correct me if I'm wrong, the 11th year of Youth Force NOLA. Congratulations on that. And I understand that we have some exciting news and some exciting things happening there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, this is our 11th summer of providing Youth Force NOLA internships. We start tomorrow. So we are scheduled to have over 200 public high school students start their training with us downtown at the Pan American Building. And we could not be more excited.
So talk to us about what the students will actually experience and what it actually means after they've completed your program.
Yes. The internship program is all-encompassing. There is a few weeks of work readiness training where they learn business etiquette, they learn essential soft skills, they learn about our regional industries, and then they start their actual internship experiences. A few weeks into June, they're placed with over 80 companies around the region where they are doing projects, they are contributing to the company's bottom line, and they are also getting hands-on experience in the world of work. And a Youth Force internship leaves a young person with a stronger sense of, who they are and what they want to do after high school. It puts money in their pocket. We're able to pay the interns thanks to the city of New Orleans. And it gives them a real leg up in whatever they do after high school, whether that be going on to college or continuing straight into a career pathway in the region.
80 companies participating, that corporate partnership with what's happening in the city, I think, is oftentimes understated and has actually, I think, contributed to a significant change in the way that we view ourselves. And I think, we have become bigger and better cheerleaders for ourselves as a result of that. Talk to us a little bit more about their participation and why it's so important.
Yeah. Well, we have, just tremendous companies around the region who are, who in part of this is they have workforce hiring needs. They've got talent gaps. And where better to find your long-term talent than locally here in the region? And I know we have Children's Hospital, Manning Family Children's is scheduled to host 16 interns this summer, so I want to celebrate that. Ochsner Health is also a longtime champion. They're scheduled to host, I think, approaching 20 interns across multiple campuses and clinics. Entergy New Orleans, I'm looking at their building now. They're a huge champion partner, and they tend to host multiple interns over multiple job sites. And I could keep listing, but the bottom line for them is both, the work they get and the projects they get from interns in the summer and the longer term prospects for regional hires. I always say you can't apply for a job you don't know exists. And so participating as a Youth Force internship employer partner helps put your company in our young people's decision set, and helps put your career pathways in their appreciation of, what they might want to be when they grow up.
You know, it's interesting. I had the opportunity to talk to the cohorts for the Greater New Orleans Inc. Program. And mm-hmm. I said to the kids, you know, you're really special. You're getting a free audition. You've already made the cut, you know, and you've already the opportunity's been created. You are in a very influential position right now, not only for yourself, but for the folks that are going to follow you. So make the most of it. I mean, you know, when you think about, and that's how I kind of view these things. It's like you're getting an audition that no one else has.
Right. Yeah,
there's a very small number of kids that, you know, in the overall scheme of things, get this opportunity, right?
Right, right. You're getting an audition. This is performance based hiring. You're also growing your Rolodex, and I know I don't know the last time I actually saw a physical Rolodex on anybody's desk, but you know, you're adding those new contact cards to your phone.
I miss them, quite frankly.
Yeah. I mean, there's sort of the value of just like pulling that card out and dialing the number. But, you know, you're adding those contact cards to your phone. You're adding that, you know, to your email inbox and your LinkedIn. Those are this is helping our young people build that network of professionals who they can then call upon for insights, referrals, job opportunities, and more, you know, all while they're still in high school in the case of Youth Force interns.
And, you know, when you talk to the companies, I mean, what do you hear from them? Because, you know, one of the things I mentioned to the kids as well, you have an opportunity to leave a legacy. And, you know, and I could see that there were some folks, some in there that were kind of like, what does that mean? I said, how do you want to be remembered? You know, and if you put in, as you talked about, the soft skills, showing up for work on time, being courteous, being respectful, thinking out of the box, you know, having some unique opportunities to be a difference maker for that day. You know, as they remember you, that's a legacy that you leave. And like you said, you know, you get that, you increase that Rolodex. And when you call back, they tend to remember exactly who you are and why you are.
Yes. I mean, we have terrific stories from partner companies, intern supervisors. We have intern supervisors writing college recommendation letters. We have intern supervisors sharing their former interns, you know, looking for work posts on LinkedIn. We have, you know, oh, remember that joke from that intern, right? You know, because what we hear from intern supervisors and from the companies is, you know, not just the project or projects that the intern contributed over the summer, but also companies benefit hosting interns across a couple of other ways. One is fresh perspectives. You know, for some of our companies, they might have an aging workforce, or their employee demographic skews one way, and bringing in Youth Force NOLA interns from, you know, neighborhoods and high schools across the city, they are bringing in fresh perspective, new ideas, and insights that company might not otherwise have access to. Companies also love hosting Youth Force interns for people manager growth, right? You've got these early career professionals who say that they want a direct report. They want to become a people manager. How better to grow your people managers at your company, or your future people managers at your company, than have them supervise a high school intern first, right? So they get some experience as a people manager. And I guess another reason that we hear from companies that they love hosting Youth Force interns is they love New Orleans. Both the companies and our interns love New Orleans. And so having this experience of hosting a high school student or a set of high school students from New Orleans is just a great big, you know, sort of virtuous cycle of supporting our community and being part of our community. So it's a win-win on a number of fronts, you know, both for the intern and for the company. And so for that reason, we've got over 90% of companies come back for the following summer to host again and again.
You said something that's very interesting that I totally missed, and I love the way that you put it. You know, for the kids, this is experiential learning, right, for the young adults. But for the company, as you point out, people managers, it's experiential learning for them as well. And right. I never put that together, but I love that, that, you know, these companies are thinking in that realm, in that aspect.
Yes, yes. One of our values at Youth Force is learner mindset. And I think we really push ourselves that we expect our values to show up in the work that happens with and for young people and in the work that happens with and for adults. And so I do. It's a really sort of virtuous cycle between, you know, intern supervisors growing and our young people growing too.
Because you really want to be in touch, right, with the next generation. What are they thinking? What are their work habits? What's the best way to develop it? I remember at some point in time in the sheriff's office, we had to kind of change our training. It wasn't really about accommodation. It was just the way that young adults come to us, they learn differently. And in a different fashion. And we were kind of antiquated in our approach, quite frankly. And if you don't stay current, you're not going to stay relevant.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think we've all seen some sort of joke or cartoon or comic strip or whatever, you know, that's like it's to the tune of, you know, kids these days, you know, with a groan or whatever attached to it. Whatever that generation is, you know, when I was in my early 20s, I was the young generation. I was the roll your eyes about generation. You know, there's always a question of how do we best integrate young people, the new career folks. What does that look like? It sort of just happens with every generation. They're inevitably the next generation thinks differently, acts differently, et cetera. And it can be a real crisis in a workplace if an organization does not sort of think about explicitly, thoughtfully, and strategically how are you going to include and integrate the next generation in your workplace. And with that, when you do it thoughtfully and when you do it well, you can get to all the greater performance across your team, and you just can have this sort of, you know, all the vibrancy and insights and fun, right? It can be fun when you get through the awkwardness of intergenerational work. It can be a lot of fun.
So there are some needs that you guys have at Youth Force NOLA, and you know, I have a very proactive listening audience. They love to get involved with some of these programs. What is the best way for them to connect to you guys, and what are your needs at the present time?
Yes, I have two big calls to action today, Noel. Thank you for letting me. Let me put them out there. One is we are still looking to pin down a few more internship placements. The placements will start in about 3 weeks. And so if folks are able to host a Youth Force intern from late June through July, we can train your intern supervisors and so forth. They can email us at employers@youthforcenola.org. The second request is professional dress. As our interns prepare for their workplace experiences, we know that they're going to need to dress for the industry. In some cases, that's sort of full business. In some cases, that's business casual. But given that our young people tend to wear uniforms during the school year, they don't have a closet full of whatever those professional clothes might be. So we accept donations of gently used professional clothing and then have a, you know, something of a closet for them to shop from while they're at training. So we can take those clothing donations starting tomorrow at the Pan Am building at 601 Poydras on the 11th floor, or they can email us and we're happy to pick it up from their porch. And again, they can email us at employers@youthforcenola.org or youthforce@youthforcenola.org. Either one works.
And what floor, 11th floor at the Pan Am building, and what hours do y'all accept?
Yeah, we'll be great. Good question. We'll be accepting donations between 8:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m.
Okay. Awesome. I've got a host of ties.
All right. We'll take them. We'll take them.
They're good looking ties. They're not. I don't wear ties anymore.
I know. That's one of the fun things. It's the people who say, I work from home now. I don't need half this stuff, right? So we are happy to, you know, if you work from home now than you didn't used to, or you lost a bunch of weight, whatever your circumstances, we can take your gently used professional clothes.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations again to you about being Woman of the Year by City Business.
Thank you.
That is quite the honor. And we really are, you know, big supporters of Youth Force NOLA. I love what you do. I really enjoy speaking with you. I wish we could talk more often, quite frankly, because I love hearing these stories. They're just great stories, you know, about developing our kids right here, the place that we call home. If we're not going to be the big cheerleader, who will be, right?
Right. Absolutely. Newell, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Kate Swinburne, co-founder, president, and CEO of Youth Force NOLA. Tomorrow at the Pan Am building, 11th floor, if you have some business clothes that you think might work for our young adults, 8:30 to 3:30 at the 11th floor. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.